I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting from Chengdu, China. Please come along and join me in the company of my friend Liu Mei, who goes by the nickname Mavis, as we explore the giant panda research facility on the outskirts of Chengdu. The giant panda is revered not only by the Chinese, but kids and adults alike around the world. They might have seen photos or a news report of a panda birth at a zoo and its love at first sight.
Nowadays, we send the pandas as a kind of friendship, meaning a kind of friendship to other countries.
I traveled 7,600 miles to explore Sichuan province, and top of my list was a visit to the giant panda research facility on the outskirts of Chengdu. It's estimated that there are less than 2,000 pandas surviving in the wilds of Sichuan, Shaanxi, and Gansu provinces, with more than 70% living in the bamboo forest of Sichuan province. Loss of habitat due to development is a dominant threat to the giant panda's survival. In addition to serving as a rescue facility, one of the giant panda research center's primary missions is educating the public, along with captive breeding and scientific research.
So who do we have here?
Mr. Panda.
And this is adult panda?
Adult.
Fufu?
Fufu. Fufu.
And how old do you think Fufu is?
August 2001. He was living here by his own enclosure. He's strong and gentle. Mm-hmm. And now he's eating bamboo.
Will he come up and visit, come close to kids?
No.
He's shy.
He's very shy, and also you could see they love a kind of single life. They're not living with their girlfriend or boyfriend. Mm-hmm. They only get married in spring. After a very short time, they're gonna split up again.
So then he goes off on his own.
Yeah, around 5 months later, in autumn, the panda lady gonna give birth to the baby. And after that, the baby gonna stay with their mom around 1 year. Then the baby gonna leave the mom to living by themselves.
Do they go off on their own, or does the mother cut them off?
Just cut them off. But before 3 years old, the pandas, they are teenagers. Before 3 years old, they are very active. You know, they love to climb the trees and sometimes even rolling themselves on the ground. But after 3 years later, they think gentle and quiet is golden. So they would rather stay, quiet, just like this. Normally, around 5 to 6 years, they're gonna be adult and they could give birth to the baby. And the normal lifespan of panda is around 15 years, 15 to 20 years. But there was a panda hero who has lived 38 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very long life for pandas.
Double the average then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like double. Here is around 20-something.
So what happens here? Why is this here? Is this to help the pandas? Why does this facility exist?
Oh, yes. Nowadays, China did a great job to the research for the panda, both in enclosure and also for the wild. We have lots of natural reservation for them.
What type of research do they do?
They're gonna research how to send the panda back to wild, and also study why pandas only living in China, also pandas living here more than 2 million years here.
Wow.
Yeah, and also pandas was carnivores in the old time. But
really?
Yeah.
Carnivores.
Yeah, carnivores. Yeah. But nowadays they changed their habits.
Did they used to eat monkeys, or what did they like to eat?
And even today, the wild pandas, they're gonna prey on the bamboo rats. And sometimes the local villagers gonna find the panda, went to their house, maybe they're gonna attack the sheep.
Oh, wow. So this still happens then?
Yeah, still happens. Mm-hmm.
But their normal diet, typical diet is bamboo?
Yeah, 99% bamboo. But for the pandas who's living, raised by human, they will reserve the food of maybe a little bit human style. They love to eat bread.
Oh, really?
Steamed bread, the Chinese style steamed bread.
That's one of their favorites.
The apples, bananas, fruits, they love to eat them.
They sleep in the trees?
Actually, they love to climb trees a lot, so sometimes they're gonna sleep on the tree.
And that's because they feel safe?
Yeah, mostly because they feel safe. Especially in wild, they have lots of enemies, like wolves, leopards, and a kind of animal, how do you call that?
Jaguar?
The cat, like, they have lots of enemies.
Most of the people that you see coming by, like right now, there are people from other countries that you see.
Yeah, there's lots of people come all over the world. And actually, for Chengdu, I think for most of foreigners, maybe they know nothing about Chengdu. They only know Chengdu is the home of a giant panda.
A lot of people come here specifically to see
pandas. Yeah. And even, you know, some groups, I've met lots of groups, and they even have only one program on their schedule here in Chengdu. It's the panda biz.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Wow. And then when they're done, then they go somewhere else?
Yeah, they go to other cities.
So it's fair to say that the panda experience is one of the most attractive reasons for people to come to Chengdu.
Mavis's work associate, Tiffany, was in our company.
Do you come here often?
A few times.
Mm-hmm. Do you bring your family? Or?
Most of the times I bring some foreign friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are you most proud of? What is most special here?
We can see the precious animal, which only live in China. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes you can catch them doing some very cute things. And also, we are so proud of the National Reserve. Our country has put so much effort to. And actually, it has achieved much. The panda are put out of the endangered list.
Oh, so they're doing fairly well then?
Yeah, very well.
Mm-hmm. How many panda do you think there are in China? Does anybody know?
How many?
Yeah.
I think 1,800. And in this reserve, there are just 80.
Do they have baby pandas that are born here in this reserve?
Yeah, and we can see many baby pandas in some nursery.
Okay.
And then some of pandas are without furs. Yeah, like a rat. Very red, huh? Pinky.
Oh, look, the sun's coming out.
Yeah, good weather today.
How special.
Yeah, you guys are lucky.
Tiffany,
yeah.
You live in Chengdu now?
No, I live in a small city around a little bit far from Chengdu, kind of 3-hour trains. Yeah.
But you don't commute every day, right? You come and stay? No.
I work in Chengdu.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have an apartment here then?
I rent an apartment. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just bought an apartment and I'm still paying for it. Yeah, paying the date.
Okay, thank you.
Mavis and I stopped in at the main office of the Great Panda Research Base offices for a visit with Panda Guide Sophie.
It's not a interview, it's a radio. You can ask me a question, and you can tell
me. What aspect does she most love about the pandas and being here? Does she love the baby pandas? Or, you know, what does she like the most?
就是你在这边的话，你觉得就是你最喜欢熊猫的什么？ 就是你自己真的喜欢熊猫吗? 你为什么喜欢熊猫?
首先就是那个大熊猫是中国国宝嘛。
And this girl said because pandas, they are a kind of sign for China. And also it's a kind of rare animal. And also nowadays we sent the pandas as a kind of friendship. You know, a kind of mean a kind of friendship to other countries. So it's kind of meaning lots of things.
Goodwill ambassador.
Yes. And also, she loves the panda because the pandas are super cute.
Ask her what the kids enjoy the most, what they love most about coming here.
那小朋友们觉得他们到这边来，他们最喜欢的是哪一个部分？ Also for the children, they could see the pandas in a very short distance. Because in the wild, you are very hard to see the panda. Very, very hard. If they hurt anything they were around with. So it's a good opportunity for the children to get a close look of them. And also, the panda is cute. The babies, they always love pandas.
So this is, for a lot of kids, is the first and only time for them to see pandas up close in person.
Yes, yes. Oh, and the girl also said, you cannot see the panda cubs everywhere. But here, almost every year, 这里每年是大概有十来只熊猫，小熊猫。
今年的23只, 对，今年特别多。
This year they have 23 newborn panda babies this space. So that's why the kids also love to come here. They can see the small, cute cubs.
That's the most special of all.
Yes.
The babies.
Yeah, the babies.
Her name and what does she do here?
你的名字叫什么? Sophie. 然后你的工作在这边呢? 讲解员哈。 Her name is Sophie, and also he's a guide here.
Xie xie, Sophie.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. So sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Xie xie.
You're welcome.
Just before we left the Chengdu Giant Panda Research Base Center, Mavis explained the popularity of young Chinese taking on anglicized first names, the ease of communication with Westerners.
My Chinese name is Liu Mei. I also got an English name, which is sounds like my name, Mei. It's Mavis.
And did you make that up yourself, or did somebody give you the name Mavis?
Actually, I've choose this for myself because I've learned that normally we use the English name as a choose a name sounds like your name. So I've choose this one.
Very good. Well, thanks, Mavis. We'll visit some more.
Thank you, too.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Chengdu, Sichuan Province in China, where we've been exploring the Giant Panda Research Base Center. Thanks for joining Mavis, Tiffany, and Sophie.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Melissa Corbin reporting from Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.